talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight riot.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made this weekend and early this morning. One canary in the coal mine for the Republicans and for Donald Trump occurred at a rally in Alabama for Donald Trump. Donald Trump went to the rally. So did Mo Brooks and a lot of the other people, right-wing congressman from Alabama, wants to run for the Senate. They were all there. The rogues gallery of the QAnon right in the Republican Party. And believe it or not, the crowd booed Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks is as right-wing, as seditious as anybody. Refuses to investigate the origins of the January 6th insurrection, minimizes it, attacks the United States itself. But he made the mistake in this rally and giving his speech of saying that it was time to get beyond the 2020 election and concentrate on winning in 2022 and 2024. Now, that is about as unremarkable a statement as you can imagine in any other rally around the country. But the rabble of the Trump cult booed him for saying that we should get beyond the 2020 election. The rabble booed him. They booed him. There were people in that crowd who told reporters who interviewed them that they wanted Donald Trump to announce he is still president. That he's still president because Mike Lindell, the pillow man, and others said that he would be restored to the presidency in August. When you think about it, August 23rd is today. There's 8 more days in August, and they better get going. They're going to stick him in the presidency. Probably should get going pretty quick if they're going to do it in August. One of them hedged his bets. Who was that? That was Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell came out and said he'd had an update, an epiphany. He'd had an epiphany. Remember, St. Paul is thrown from his horse. He has an epiphany. It's a great story in the Bible. But Mike Lindell had a QAnon epiphany, and he said he was wrong about August. He'd heard it wrong. It'll be New Year's Day. That's when Trump will be restored to the presidency. So that buys him 4 more months. But the rabble in the crowd hadn't heard that yet. They still thought that the prophecy was for August, and they wanted Trump to declare from the podium that he was now president and then go back to the White House. So they booed Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks finally, in a weak way, said, well, okay, yeah, let's still think of the 2020 election, but let's still win in 2022. And he was booed some more. But that was not the major booing story of that rally. The major booing story was they booed Donald Trump. Believe it or not, they booed Donald Trump. They booed Donald Trump, the cult figure they came to worship. They booed Donald Trump. Why did they boo him? Because he went on and on with the usual conspiratorial stuff, lying. But somewhere in his speech, he said to them, okay, all of you, you should go get vaccinated. Probably be a good idea to get vaccinated. They booed Donald Trump over that. Now, I've never understood how they tie vaccination and masks to the Trump cult, quite frankly. You do understand it if you look on it as a fetish. Every every following, if you look at the Jim Jones people and the Kool-Aid and all that kind of stuff, there's always some weird fetish that binds them. It may make no sense at all. It may have no real significance intellectually, but it binds them. Well, they're apparently bound by not getting vaccinated. So when Donald Trump said, get vaccinated, and he finally told them that he himself had been vaccinated, he snuck in on the sly last January, and a couple of months ago, before he gave up the presidency on January 20 to Joe Biden, he snuck in and got himself vaccinated, and so did his family. He didn't have a press conference, and he didn't push it back then. But now even he is looking at the rise in the pandemic and COVID, the Delta variant, how it's sweeping across the Republican states, and Mississippi and Alabama, only about a third of the people are vaccinated. Wisconsin, it's a little over half. Nationally, I think it's around 60%. But only a third in some of the Trump states down there. So he said, time to get vaccinated, and they booed him. And finally he said, well, okay, you know, it is a choice. You don't have to. And they booed him some more. This is a sick crowd, very, very sick crowd. They booed their cult figure, and they booed their major disciple of the cult figure, which is Mo Brooks. So that is what is going on. Mike Lindell gave them a little breathing room. He had a vision that it would be four months from now. So stand by for January 1. The longer it goes, the more attenuated it gets and the more ridiculous it gets. The more ridiculous it gets. Speaking of ridiculous, there's another event that's going to happen today. Today, the Cyber Ninja audit is going to be released to the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate state Senate in Arizona. Contemporaneous with that, right now, a fellow named Trey Grayson, a Republican, he'd been the Kentucky Secretary of State for a number of terms, 2004 to 2011. He just came out and said, the Arizona Cyber Ninja audit has too many flaws to trust the results. I mean, that's an understatement. It's a crooked audit. The Cyber Ninja himself, is QAnon. There's only one ninja, he. It's not a collective noun. So the Cyber Ninja brought in contract counters. They left boxes unattended. They spirited information in an unmarked truck to a cabin in Montana. And they are going to come out with an audit today, and it's going to say that Trump won Arizona. And how do we know that? First of all, the Cyber Ninja audit was paid for by PACs supporting Donald Trump. $5 million they put in. How much do you think that the Arizona illegitimate gerrymandered Republican state Senate put in of tax dollars? $150,000. So $5 million of it, as opposed to $150,000, is being financed by Trump. So what do you think the results are going to be? The results are going to be that they will say that Trump won the election in 2020. This has been so roundly discredited. Maricopa County has to scrap its voting machines and buy new ones for millions of dollars. And they now brought a claim against the Arizona State Senate to pay for it. The County Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, have denounced this audit. And reputable Republicans around the country have denounced. And I'm not just talking about Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. Yeah, they denounce it. I'm talking about frontline Republicans, Trey Grayson, Secretary of State of Kentucky, who was nationally regarded as a Secretary of State, came right out and said, you can't trust the results. This is a crooked fraud. That's a little overstatement. Every fraud is crooked, and everything crooked is a fraud. But let's just, you know, get it down to business here. So it is going to come out today. They will definitely say Trump won. So he gets their electoral votes. That doesn't mean beans. Biden won by 7 million votes, and he won by 36 electoral votes. They take away Arizona's, you know, roughly, I don't know, 10 votes, that kind of thing. So he wins by 26, even though it's a fraud. What they're hoping is there'll be a domino effect in Pennsylvania. in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia. Well, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen, first of all, in Pennsylvania. There is a state senator out there who's Trump, QAnon Trump, trying to gin this up. There's a clerk in Colorado who turned over the passwords to their voting system to QAnon social media. These people should be arrested for doing this. The people that ginned up the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona should be sued for anything the state put in, even if it's 150 grand. A PAC supporting Trump, putting in $5 million for a crooked audit, there should be sanctions. This is our election. This is why we need voting reform to take control of federal elections. You should not let crooked state actors pervert our federal elections, Congress, Senate, and president. You can't permit it, but it's being permitted because in the Senate, Manchin Sinema won't bust the filibuster for that one bill. And the fact of the matter is the Republicans have gone full frontal QAnon. We're going to the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.